one spirit with the Lord. Jesus, the glorified, esteems the church for which he bled, his body and his bride. The whole hymn, 210. One spirit with the Lord. Body, thy bride, who means so much to thee, we pray as we open thy word again, that thou wilt help us and give that ministry which is profitable and a blessing to our souls, will guide us and direct our path and keep us in the way. We ask it in thy precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. First Corinthians 10, we'll start with a verse there. First Corinthians 10. Verse 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. In the New Translation, in verse 32, it reads, give no occasion of stumbling, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. We are to conduct ourselves in this world in such a way as to not stumble, cause to go out of the path, or hinder one from coming to the Lord, or from going on with the Lord, from holding the Word of God in high esteem, and on all these things, give none offense. No occasion to stumble. Now let's turn to the, we're right here in the 11th chapter. So let's read from verse 23, those very well-known verses. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament, the New Covenant in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Here at Corinth in this chapter, they were going on in a very bad way. He says in verse 20, he says, When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. We have in this chapter the Lord's Supper, and in the previous chapter, which we'll read shortly, the Lord's Table. But here, let's dwell a little on the Lord's Supper. They were going on in such a way as to stumble a young believer. They were eating and drinking to excess, bringing their own supper to their love feasts and so on, eating it independently of others. All a denial of the truth that we've been looking at in the Word of God of the one body. And they were really not eating the Lord's Supper. It was their own supper. In verse 21, he says, In eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper. And one is hungry, and one another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? There were some poor amongst them. Most of them here at Corinth were fairly well-to-do. But there were some that didn't have much, and they couldn't bring much, and others who brought an abundance of their food, and they ate it. We don't do that in our love feasts. Everyone brings what he can bring, and it's all spread out for everyone to partake of, and not you bring for yourself, and I bring for myself, and another brings for himself. That's the way they were doing it at Corinth. And he says, What, have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not, those that didn't have much?